converge.
Today's podcast is brought to you in part by Denison Ministries and their First 15 email devotional. Sign up today by visiting first15.org. Now, on to today's show.
Hello, 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 ladies and gents. Welcome to another episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast. My name is Kirby Minnick, also known as Kirby is a Boss on YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, and I am so happy that you are here today. Real quick, we are doing a special little thing here on my podcast, in case you didn't know. This episode is part two of my three-part series on dating relationships. So if you haven't listened to part one, you can go listen to it now, or you can cue it up next and get caught up. It's gonna be all about purpose. That's what the first one was about. But today, we are going to be diving into position. Now, before we unravel everything about the positions of relationships and the placements of individuals in that relationship, I want to encourage you all to subscribe if you have not had the chance to do so already. I put out new podcast episodes every single Friday, and I would love it if you subscribe so you can get notified for each and every single upload when they go out every single Friday. But before I dive on in, I encourage you all to also leave ratings and reviews. I encourage you all to do that whenever I put out a podcast, but I want to take a moment to read a few reviews that were left, just because I do take the time to sit down and to read through them and kind of like see how the Lord is ministering through this platform to all of you guys. So the first one that I want to read was submitted by Emma Grace Tyson, and this is the review that she left. She said, "I've been listening consistently for about 6 months now, and I come back every single week because Kirby is one of the only podcasts I've found who speaks relatable truth without fail. In every message, she blesses the world's ears. There's something that hits home with me, or things I note down that I want to remember. She was truly called to do this, and it's so obvious by the insight God gifts her with. This, out of all the Christian podcasts I listen to, is one of the ones I always recommend first to anyone in any place in their life." Wow. Emma, thank you. Literally, I read that review and I was just like, what the heck? Like, that's so kind and so encouraging and affirming. So, Emma, I just wanted to thank you for taking the time to write those words of encouragement. It's so crazy to see how God is using this platform to speak to so many people and minister to so many people in different walks of life. So praise God for that. A second one that I'd like to share was written by someone under the name Christina Mitchell, and she wrote, "Love this podcast. Kirby is always bringing the truth and allowing God to really speak through her. Heart emoji. I found so much encouragement through listening to what the Lord lays on her heart time and time again." And lastly, Miss Julia Jules left a review saying, "I wasn't sure what to expect, but now I eagerly look forward to each new episode. Kirby is a powerful speaker who is sweet, warm, relatable, down to earth, and encouraging. Thank you, Kirby. I love listening to God's word with you." Well, Emma, Christina, Julia, thank you. Thank you for those kind words. Seriously, and for taking the time to leave those reviews, because not only, like I said, does it affirm me in the work that God has called me to do, but I know that through sharing your stories and your experiences through the podcast, it encourages other people to listen to it and hopefully be transformed by the gospel. Praise be to God in all of this, and may it be a blessing and continue to be a blessing. But yes, let's get on with this. So last week, we touched on what God's purpose is in dating relationships, a very modern concept if we think about it, and how it serves as an opportunity for us to not only honor God, like 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 speaks of, but it also is an opportunity for us to evaluate and find someone we not only click with, but someone that we want to partner up in doing life and ministry with one day. It's a beautiful process of intentionally getting to know someone. And today we are going to talk about placement and position. Well, Kirby, what on earth does that mean? So glad you asked. What I mean by that is I want us to understand where our significant other's role and place is, and where God's place is in the relationship as well. Because relationships are such an easy thing to idolize. And when we begin to worship dating or marriage or relationships or our significant other instead of finding our hope in Jesus, our joy in Jesus, our worth and our meaning in Jesus, we can slip into some very dangerous territory. Now, one thing that media and culture communicates to us time and time again in books and movies and music, in literally any form of medium that is mass produced that could highlight relationships, when we look at that, they highlight that when looking for your significant other, you need to find someone to complete you. That you are not complete without another person. That's the narrative we see in most movies. But that's a total lie. Boyfriends and girlfriends, or if we're looking long-term, husbands and wives, are meant to complement us. Jesus is the only one who completes us and makes us whole. And if we believe the lie that we need another person in order to add worth, value, wholeness, and completeness to our lives, then it will be so easy to misplace our values, our responsibilities, our hopes, and our trust in the wrong hands, when many of those needs need to be leaning on the Lord and found in Him instead. So let's pause real quick and talk about idolatry for a moment, because the first two commandments that God gives us or gave to Moses to deliver to the people of Israel in the Old Testament and is still applicable for us today, it heavily stresses the importance of putting God above all things. And this applies to relationships, trust me. So if we were to whip open our Bibles to Exodus chapter 20, we would see that the first two commandments are voiced in verses 3 through 6. So I'm going to read those real quick. You shall have no other gods before me. That's the first commandment. Second commandment. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on their children to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commands. All right, so what does this mean exactly? Well, one, we are not to worship anything besides God. That is the first commandment. And second, two, we are to not establish and worship idols. Idolatry, in case you're not all too familiar with that term, is worshiping an image or a man-made thing that has been fashioned or established to receive worship in the place of God. We see it all throughout the Bible. Israel in the Old Testament really struggled with this time and time again, worshiping things such as gold calf statues that they made, things that they crafted and created. They would get fearful, they would get impatient, or they would become self-reliant and prideful and make their own gods and idols to worship. But it never worked out for them. If anything, it further exposed the areas in their lives where they struggled to trust a faithful and a loving God. Tim Keller has an incredible book called Counterfeit Gods. Unfortunately, I haven't had the opportunity to read it yet because I'm reading like 5 books right now. I'm not even joking. I'm literally reading like 5 books. But that's one that's like on my shelf of like, okay, let's read this. And the reason why I want to read it is because I heard this quote a little while back and it's so stinking good, but it's amazing. So Tim Keller writes this in his book, Counterfeit Gods, and it's all about what an idol is. So he describes an idol as being anything more important to you than God, anything that absorbs your heart and imagination more than God, and anything that you seek to give you what only God can give. That's a perfect description of an idol. Okay, but Kirby, we're supposed to be talking about cute boys and girls and holding hands and going on dates with them. Psh! You kidding me? If that's what you expected, you came to the wrong podcast because we're diving in deep. We need to check our heart today because many of us, and I've been guilty of this before in my life as well. I'm not saying I'm perfect now, but like, man, God has really awakened my vision to this, waken my senses to this, but we need to check our hearts because many of us have fallen into the rut of not trusting God, not finding fulfillment in God, being impatient with waiting on God, and we have settled by placing the idol of Chad from chemistry class and Stacy from home economics on the throne in our hearts. But let me ask you this, what is the purpose of humanity in relation to God? And within that purpose, what are their roles? Think about it. God and humanity. What is the purpose of that relationship? What are the roles? What is the placement? What is the interaction that's supposed to take place? Well, God is to be the author of life, right? He's the father. He's the guide. He is the husband, if we want to get into covenantal terminology. He is to be the object of all worship and praise. He is the recipient. Why? Because he's worthy. But we can get into that on another podcast if you want. Let me know in an email, because that's a whole topic in itself. Why God is worthy of our praise, because he is. But if we were to look at humanity in light of that fact, that God is worthy of praise and he's supposed to be the recipient of worship, in light of that, our role, humanity's role, is to worship. We were created and we were wired to worship. And God was created to receive that worship. And in that act, he pours out his love, his power, presence, and resources, and we get to receive from that. You see, it's this exchange. It's this giving and receiving. It's this beautiful exchange and relationship that we get to have with God. When we give him our praise, he delights in that, and we delight in his presence. I mean, think about it. The number one thing that I pray for constantly is, Lord, I want more of you. I want more of your presence, more of your, just you, right? I guarantee that's probably the genuine root cry of your heart when it comes to the requests that you lay before him. But have you noticed, and really think about this, have you noticed that humans have such a strong desire and inkling to worship things? That's because we were created to worship God. And as we worship God, we receive all that we need. He meets our root needs of security, of love, of joy, protection, power, deliverance, guidance, stability, everything else that's essential to human existence. But here's where we mess it up. Humanity gives their hearts attention, affection, hope, and trust to finite, faulty, frail things in this world instead of God. Why? Well, many reasons. I just listed a few. Pride, fear, insecurity, impatience, mistrust. When we start worshiping other things, we slowly stop worshiping God. And in that, we begin to fall. We aren't just called to worship or love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, strength because God is selfish and arrogant and cruel and demands that attention. No, it's because he is the only thing that could ever fulfill the role of God, and he delights to give you the desires of your heart.
We believe in the power of prayer, and we believe everyone should pray every day. In fact, we wanted to give a special shout out to the Pray.com app, the number one prayer app in the world, for sponsoring this episode. If you've ever wanted to learn to pray, hear stories from the Bible, or get inspirational audio content, download the Pray.com app. Take a quick listen to some of their high-quality faith-based audio.
Curious to know top insights from the best-selling Christian authors of all time? New from Pray. 5-minute book summaries and key insights.
Did you ever look up at the stars in the night sky and wonder, why are we here? What's the meaning of life? This widespread feeling is the topic we explore in The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren.
With Pray.com's mobile app, you can gain wisdom in just 5 minutes. Download the Pray.com app and get your insights today.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or is preventing you from achieving your goals? For the longest time, that was anxiety for me. It was crippling. It was affecting my relationships, my schoolwork, even my physical health as well as my mental health. But it wasn't until I reached out to some Christian counselors that I saw a change in my life, a drastic change in my relationships, in my own health, in my view of my own self-worth. And that's why I want to talk about faithful counseling today. So faithful counseling is a solution for people seeking traditional mental health counseling who would prefer hearing from the perspective of a Christian. Now, if you're seeking a mental health professional who is a practicing Christian, faithful counseling may be a great option for you. So Faithful Counseling will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist, and you can start communicating in less than 24 hours. Now, it's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it is a professional counseling done securely online. There's a broad range of expertise in Faithful Counseling's Counselor Network, which may not be locally available in many areas. And that's the great thing about this service, because it is available for clients worldwide, so you can get just the right type of counseling that you need wherever you are. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor, and you will get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or even phone sessions, so you won't ever just have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room or communicate over text. You can actually physically talk to these people. Faithful Counseling is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and there's even financial aid available. Now, for my lovely listeners out there of the Bought and Beloved podcast, you can get 10% off of your first month if you visit faithfulcounseling.com/boughtandbeloved. Like I said, visit faithfulcounseling.com/boughtandbeloved, and you can join over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional that also sees the value in a relationship with Jesus. The easiest thing that I have found people falling into worshiping is people. Oh man, we get so confused and we think that the image of God can fulfill the role of God, but honey, that's not true. We, humanity, is meant to bear his image, not steal his worship. Humanity was never meant to take on the position of receiving worship. Why? Because they cannot handle that position and placement. And if we were to flip open to Romans chapter 1, Paul is addressing the deep sin issue in people's lives. He talks about, if we start in verse 24, therefore God gave them up in their lust of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves. Verse 25, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Many people are giving up their worship over to the created rather than the Creator. But honey, I'm gonna break it to you. The created was never meant to handle that responsibility or that weight. It literally can't. Think about celebrities, for instance. Why do you think they have these massive freakouts and meltdowns and rebellious stages and just go crazy and lose control? It's because they were never meant to receive worship. When you put all of your attention, affection, hope, and trust in a person over God, not only will they crumble, but you're going to be let down too, because they're unable to support you. So if you want to visualize that, that is a weight that they cannot carry. That is why they crumble and fall in your let down when you lay your hope and trust on people instead of God. Why do I go on this rant? Because you need to remove relationships, marriage, that boy, that girl, off of the throne in your heart. I'm not saying you have to break up with them or, you know, remain celibate for the rest of your life. I'm not saying that, because as we talked about in part one of the podcast, if you haven't checked that out, please cue it up. God can use dating relationships in a purposeful manner that bring him honor and glory, and we can worship him through our dating seasons, knowing that hopefully the end result of that is entering into a covenantal marriage that glorifies him. But I want to make it so clear and so known to you that you cannot just give your boyfriend or girlfriend or relationship as a whole the placement and position of God in your life, because they will fail you if you try and make that your God. Relationships and people will let you down because they cannot live up to that standard. They cannot receive the weight and responsibility that your worship tries to enlist upon them and promote them to. The created was never meant to be worshiped in place of the Creator, because not only will the created crumble, but we will be let down. Another thing I want us to know in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, God doesn't want us setting up idols and giving our hearts away to those counterfeits that will never satisfy us, because he is jealous for us. Now, let's not confuse envy with jealousy, because when you envy or covet something, you know, which is mentioned in the Ten Commandments as well, you can read it in Exodus chapter 20, to envy or to covet is to desire after something that's not yours. that you have no ownership over, that you have no right to be lusting after. Typically, that's what our human jealousy looks like, and it's actually envy or sinful jealousy. But God's jealousy, man, it's righteous. I don't know if y'all have ever heard that song, "He is jealous for me," right? He is. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. So beautiful. Such a good song. Oh, how he loves us. Amen. But you see, that song is about love. It's about love. God is jealous over the things that belong to him. And when we will ourselves over to counterfeit or false gods, man, oh man, does he get jealous? Because he loves us and desires to be in covenant with us so that he can keep us in purity, in holiness, in wholeness. Because he wants us to delight in the things that are good, not the things that are evil and wicked. So if you're trying to find your worth in some boy or girl, or you're trying to find peace in a relationship, in a boy or a girl, or if you think that once you get married, your life will be fulfilled, and that once you meet Prince Charming, everything will settle into place, you're wrong. You're wrong. If anything, relationships, and specifically marriage, it only exposes the issues that those individuals have. That's when you get real. That's when it's covenant, baby. That's when everything gets exposed. Hollywood has lied to you. I know. Shocker. Hollywood lying to me? I can't believe it. But no, but for real, if you're trying to find your worth and peace and value in just a relationship, or if you believe that is going to be the answer to all of your problems, you are misled. Really, sit back and analyze your heart. I'm not saying this to condemn you or to shame you, not at all. But I'm saying this that in hopes of you getting relationships right, because that is one of the most powerful images of God, powerful partnerships and ministry that we could ever enter into. And I want us, and I desire for you to get it right, for me to get it right, for us to get that beautiful image of intimacy back to the way it's supposed to be viewed, not in the way that this world has conjured it up and demonized it to be, if we're being honest. But really, I want us to sit back and analyze our hearts. Are you wanting a relationship simply because you believe that will satisfy your loneliness? Or that it will give you validation? Or that it will mean that you are actually lovable and worthwhile? Daughter, son, brother, sister. God needs to be the one that you run to find those things. He needs to be the answer. He needs to be the solution, not another person. If you try and find it in another person, not only is that not fair to them, because they're not going to be able to fully satisfy that God-sized hole in your heart, no. But God doesn't want that for you either, because he knows the letdown that will come by putting a person in the position of God. Our relationships should not take over the position of Jesus, but rather they should emphasize and embody the relationship that we have with Jesus. What do I mean by this? Well, let's talk about what a healthy position and placement looks like for a minute, okay? In order for a relationship to thrive, God needs to be the foundation and the forerunner, the friend and the father of the both of you. If you want your relationship, or if you want a relationship that will not just work out between you and another person, but one that brings God glory, Jesus needs to be leading you both individually and together. He needs to be the level ground that you're both treading on together, but he needs to be guiding both of you individually by your hands. Jesus needs to be the one that you pursue wholeheartedly, because if you allow that to be the forerunner of this relationship that you've both founded on Christ, he will make it so easy. He will make it easier as you both pursue each other with guarded hearts. Healthy boundaries in the physical, spiritual, and emotional. If God is not just at the top of your list, but the center of your heart, being the one thing that you go to for love, affirmation, acceptance, and your worth, you'll have a healthier pursuit of dating and a more successful pursuit of dating. And that will bring us into part three, which will come out next week. All right, everybody, next week we are going to dig even deeper into what godly dating pursuit looks like, and I am pumped to bring it to a close with that. But for now, if you haven't listened to part one, cue that bad boy up and listen to it so you can keep building on this foundation. And if you have already listened to it, and maybe you're listening to this in the future, and if, you know, part three isn't out yet, feel free to listen to my episodes about the godly characteristics of a man and a woman. I recorded those a little while back, and feel free to listen to those to further build on everything that we're speaking on. Because God values relationships so much. He's a relational God, so let's continue to go about it in spirit and in truth by his word and his wisdom. But as I stated before, you can follow me on all my social media outlets. Just look up Kirby is a Boss on YouTube. I upload videos every Sunday. You can also message me and follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm actually in Norway the moment that this podcast goes live. I'm gonna be in Norway. Or no, actually no. When this podcast goes out, I'll be coming back from Norway. What's up? Just got back from Norway. How's it going? I'm just gonna stop talking. Anyways, I know, you're probably like, Norway, she went to Norway, that's so awesome. All the puns, we love it. But yeah, if you wanna see what I did over there, feel free to just follow me on Instagram. I'm sure I've posted tons of pictures and will continue to post more. But yeah, I partnered up with a really cool ministry over there and I helped them with their social media. So yeah, God's doing really awesome things. Anyways, thank you all for tuning into this week's episode of the Bought and Beloved podcast. My name is Kirby Minnick, and I'll see you guys next week for part three on our relationship series. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Bought and Beloved with Kirby Minnick. For more information about the show, visit ConvergePodcastNetwork.com.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.